is, and hearing it from Chase, your brother, you've heard the stories. In high school, you go to class, you know, you have practice, you quote unquote practice. I don't know how intense, you know, wrestling practice.
Different level.
Yeah, it is what it is. We would practice in high school. You play a couple games, you know, whatever. In college, you're there for a reason, and this sport that you have a love for, that you're somewhat, you know, you can consider a strong hobby, is now a job.
Yeah.
It is becoming your life. You're there for a reason. You're representing a university. You're getting scholarship money, so you're quote-unquote being paid to be there, even though you're not seeing, you know, necessarily seeing a dime of it.
Right.
But it becomes a job. And because you're there for this job, you're expected to be playing at a certain caliber. You're expected to perform a certain way. If not, you know, I'm going to go get someone else. I have plenty of recruits coming in. And I just got to the point where after that first month, I began to resent the game. I started hating baseball. I started hating myself. It took me in a very dark place, and I got riddled with anxiety, depression, etc.
Right, because it's not to cut you off, but it's kind of like when you have teammates, right? It seems like people only like you if you're good, and if you're like bad, it's like no one really talks to you. You know what I mean?
The thing is, as a freshman, I understood I had to pay my dues. There's seniors on this team. They're there for a reason. These guys have paid, you know, their dues. They've obviously made it the 4 or 5 years because they've put in the hard work, dedication. As a freshman, I'm a newbie. I just came out of high school. What the fuck do I know about the sport? You know, these guys are, you know, they're old heads, essentially. Well, I kept telling myself this stuff, but I started to see that I'm getting mistreated differently than this guy's being mistreated. And it's just, you know, to cut a long story short, I ended up enduring just the dumbest punishments for the stupidest reasons. And I got to the point where I had enough of it. Mm-hmm. I hated the sport. I didn't want nothing to do with baseball. Mm-hmm. And being riddled with anxiety and all this other stuff, for what fucking reason?
Right.
I just had enough. And coming back from Christmas break, I built up the courage. I mean, I was literally shaking because I was so scared of what, trying to build up the courage to, you know, tell the head coach that I wasn't going to, you know, play anymore. I finally did it, and it was like the heaviest weight being lifted off of my chest. I felt so clear, headed, clear-minded. You know, it was just everything about me. I felt great because I felt like I had lifted this burden off of me. And what was funny, as soon as I quit, 7 other people quit after me. And it's like I led this, you know,
revolution.
Wave. Yeah, this revolution. Like, people are like, oh shit, you can actually do
you
this.
Can you do can do that shit.
You can quit. Like,
like so what?
It was, and it kind of, it like. Because to be completely honest, I feel like people were thinking I was just a pussy.
Yeah.
They thought that, you know, I couldn't handle it. I was making this stuff up, despite me telling them, you know, whoever it was, that I was miserable. And when these other people started quitting, I was like, listen, I'm not making this up. I'm, you know, I'm being for real. Like, you know, I experienced hell. But it was just, that's just my experience, you know, and not every college is like that,
right.
You know, everybody, some people go, they have a phenomenal experience, and I feel like if I went somewhere else, I'd have probably had a completely different experience, and I probably would have played 4 years of baseball, but I'm not going to dwell on that, because if it wasn't for me quitting baseball, Atrial arguably wouldn't have been a thing, and if there was a thing, I wouldn't have been a part of it, and I'd have been kicking myself in the ass, because this is what I truly love,
is
the music, so...
No, man, thank you for sharing that story. That's awesome.
Yeah,
And it's something that, you know, you'd be surprised how many people really need to hear that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's, at the end of the day, you know, if you truly love something, you know, listen to your heart, listen to it, you know, despite what, you know, family or friends or whatever are saying, if you want to do something, do it.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm pissing off a lot of people by being a musician. Like a lot of people, but you gotta just do it.
And that's what I love about you guys, right? Because it's just, you know, people may look at the podcast I do, they may laugh at it, some people may think it's awesome.
Exactly.
But how many people have the courage to step out of their comfort zone?
Exactly. And what are they doing?
And to go for something. Like a band. How many people would dream of being in a band but never have the courage to go out and do it?
Feels fucking easy. Everybody would do it.
You know, and like you guys have like came together. You've done it. And like that's awesome. You know.
And that's one thing. And people who may listen to this, if you've even made it this far listening to them, are stupid asses.
I'll listen this far.
regardless, if you listen, if you made it this far, I still get the view and the play.
Appreciate your services.
Still get the number.
Take this how you will. Whoever, you know, has listened to up to this point or whatever. But the truth is, being a metal band in Hartsville, South Carolina, people, you know, think, you know, what the fuck are these guys doing? You know, no one listens to this shit. You're not going to make it.
Now, don't worry. If we were a country band, we'd be fucking blowing up.
Yeah, shit, like, country don't even sell no more. But, you know, agree with me.
Yeah, facts.
The reality, you know, when we first started, there was a couple of, you know, woohoos. You know, oh, like, you know, this is cute, you know, whatever. But they're, you know, scoffing, like, you know, these guys, what the fuck are they doing? Like, you're going to get a job, right? You know, right. This is a cute little hobby, but you know, they didn't take it serious.
Oh my God, there's nothing more infuriating to me, and I get it all the time. Like, it's just people asking me, so what are you going to, you know, do? And I said, like, I'm doing what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to work in the Sunoco factory
or in an office all day.
Exactly.
You know?
You can sit in your little fucking cubicle, and I'm gonna go play a show at 11:30 at night at a bar and get fucking shit faced.
That's badass.
And get paid for it.
And listen, I have respect for people who do the traditional jobs around.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There is nothing wrong with it, and I'm not harping or talking shit about it because
it's what you want to do, do it.
Yeah, exactly. People who want to weld or work at Sunoco, if that's what you want to do, then fucking do it, because someone's got to do it.
I feel that.
But at the end of the day, don't talk down to me or talk shit about me or expect me to fall into what you want to do with your life, because what we're doing is out of the ordinary,
right,
when it comes to music or whatever. And because, you know, if it was country or whatever else, that even rap is, you know, common around here.
Right.
People don't, you know, really scoff at that as much, but there's no other. We are the only metal / rock band in Hartsville, South Carolina.
Greatest. Number one metal band in Hartsville.
And the thing is, if you're listening to this, if you're in a metal / rock band in Hartsville, South Carolina, then, you know, fucking step your game up, because I haven't heard of you. That's just
facts.
The point. I mean, that's putting it harshly, but we've put in the fucking work. We've put in the, you know, what little bit of time we've done, and we've earned so, and we haven't even gotten started. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We're still going. What little bit of recognition we have is just from the, you know, hours and hours of hard work we've put into this, and we've only, you know, scratched the surface.
Right.
That's how hard it is to make it as a musician in general.
Insane, dude.
But on top of that, the genre, where we're located, I mean, there's just so much that's going against us, but we don't fucking care.
Right.
We are still pushing. We're still going to, this is what we love. This is what we want to do. And we don't care who, you know, scoffs at us. We don't care what people think of us. We're going
to
do it.
Right. So. And you know, and it's so funny, you know, I was listening to, you know, Travis Barker on Joe Rogan's podcast, and and he was saying, you know, all you wanted to do his whole life was play the drums. Play the drums. And his dad would be like you guys said, like, you're going to get a real job, right? You're going to, like, do something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if it's something, like, I know we're preaching this a lot, but if it's something you want to do, go for it. Because, you know, not many people have the guts to go for what they really want to do.
Yeah.
And people get too
comfortable and want to do the safe route with things.
Right.
Yeah, people have what you call a stake in conformity. You know, they expect to live their lives. They're striving for that middle class lifestyle, and that's all well and good. But, you know, I'd rather live a slightly lower class life and have a better quality of life doing what I want to do every day of my life than go to some 9-to-5 job that I dread every day.
Every day.
And, you know, speaking of Travis Barker, he's a phenomenal example. He, you know, he's decked out in tattoos, head to toe. Head to toe. And you know the reason he has those?
Because the airplane crashed, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that's the reason for a lot of them. But another reason is he got a lot of those tattoos because he did not want anybody to want to hire him.
It was motivation.
He wanted his only option on the planet to be being a drummer. And he's one of the best fucking drummers in the business.
100%.
I mean, it pays off, you know. That dude's got balls.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Travis Barker and Tommy Lee, you know, those are like the two big
names. Travis Barker is our generation's Tommy Lee.
Yo, facts.
For sure.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
But, for sure, because, you know, those are just the drummers that everybody knows, you know? I mean, neither one of them are, you know, the most insane drummers on the planet or anything like that. You know, hell, Christopher can attest to this more than anybody.
Yeah.
Being an actual drummer, of all the instruments I play, in violin and drums are just two things I'm not good at. The rest of them I can play.
There's a lot of good in playing drums that people don't understand or realize or whatever, and I don't even fully understand or realize. I'm just now learning how to play to a click, and that shit's hard as fuck.
Right.
Like, holy shit. And I mean, just the little bit I know how to do on drums or whatever, it's just, you know, it's an open book. The results you get is based off of the time and effort you put into it. And that's for every instrument.
Right.
But
you know, like I said, like, I like what you guys are doing. And it's just like, you know, if it's your dream and you scratch and you claw enough, you know, there's only one way, and that's up to the top, and you're going to reach your goal. Exactly. You know what I mean? If it's something you want bad enough, you're going to reach that goal. And I have no doubt that you guys will get there 110%, because I like listening to y'all's music. And it's even cooler knowing that, shit, these guys are from where I'm from or close to where I'm from. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm a huge supporter in anything you guys drop. I mean, even when you guys had that band fest, I forgot what it was, where, like, people can buy...
Yeah, Bandcamp.
I was telling
the guys about that recently. Yeah. You know, like, you've supported us so hard, you know, for God knows how long at this point. And, Jesus Christ, man, I wish I could, like... I wish I could do more for you than just coming on your podcast.
Dude, this is awesome enough.
Yeah,
that is scotch.
That is... How'd you like it?
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's actually pretty decent scotch, if I'm being honest.
Clayton with his own flask. I don't know.
Working at a liquor store.
He's definitely scotch.
Here's the thing, there's one beer left, and I didn't want to be the guy that snagged it, because I've already had six.
Literally, I was counting. I was like, shit, is that 12? I was like, shit, if I would have known that, I would have got another thing.
Oh, we've got booze. We've got booze. This is the real smart water.
This is completely a hard left turn.
Dude,
from the,
go
the,
for it.
The topic and
go
conversation that we're at, but... Ever since I've had my experience, I've been curious to hear what people say. But I wanted to ask you, first off, I'll ask, do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts.
I'm going to go piss while he...
So right, you know, it's crazy. Do I believe in ghosts? I do. I do believe in ghosts.
I think
my only question is, what's the difference between a ghost and a demon? Maybe you can answer that question for me.
So... My dumbed down version of trying to explain / understand what the difference between the two are. So you have, like, spirits,
mm-hmm.
you have demons, you have angels, you know, whatever. it basically boils down to what your faith is, whether you believe in, you know, a higher power, mm-hmm. you know, what religion you believe, you know, believe in, whatever. Because if you believe in, say, Christianity, that's just the easiest example I can give you. Then you obviously believe in angels and demons.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a positive spirit, hey, it's an angel. If it's a negative spirit,
it's a demon. Yeah.
But if you're not, you know, religious in that aspect, but you're believing in spirits in general, then there's all kinds of classifications for different types of ghosts, poltergeist, which is like a negative.
Great movie.
Yeah. And then you have just, residual hauntings. There's just so many, you know, much that goes into that stuff. But it is hard to. There's so much. It's overwhelming.
You answered my question very long. But what was the thing you were getting up to?
Do you believe in ghosts?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you believe in ghosts. Mm-hmm. The reason why I ask, or my second question would be, have you seen a ghost?
Have I seen a ghost? No, not, but there's one family vacation, right? We were in, like, Tennessee, and they're just old, like, you know, village you can walk around and tour. And, you know, my cousin was taking photos, and she was at one of, like, the houses, and there was, like, a little, like, I don't know the term, but it was, like, a spirit, like a ball, like a, you know what I mean? And it was just, like, it wasn't, the sun wasn't out, it was cloudy, but there was one standing behind her. So I've never experienced anything personally, but that's the closest thing I can, like, say.
Well, the reason why I ask is because I, to be completely honest, I'm not the most religious person anymore. I'm not going to go into details because it would be sitting here all night,
right,
you know, talking about it, but... I used to be fascinated with ghosts. I was obsessed with ghosts. That was like one of my favorite things to study, research, whatever.
I can attest to that. He really was.
I loved it. I ate it up. And going to Anderson University, which is a Christian college, believe it or not, actually turned me away from the faith. Not because they like pushed it down my throat or anything. It was just I became very knowledgeable with like my research and stuff, whatever. So I kind of fell off on my ghost hunting / research, and I got to the point where I was like, you know what, I don't believe in this shit. I don't think it's real. You know, I think, you know, people are just, you know, believing what they want to believe or seeing what they want to see, so to speak. And the last year of me living in Clemson, because I went to Anderson, but I lived in Clemson, every opportunity I had, we went hard in my apartment. And
I do exactly vaguely remember all of
that. So like what do you mean by hard? Like
every chance, every weekend that I had that I knew I had nothing to do, I was calling Clayton up or the rest of the guys in the band up or someone. They were coming up, we're gonna drink for 48 plus hours and we're getting muffed up.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Like, there's balls to the wall. And
good times.
There are so many stories, so many memories of those that last year / couple months of me living in my apartment up there. Well, fast forward to, it was like the last 2 months of me living in my apartment up there. I'm like ticking down the hours and minutes. Like, holy shit, I've got to, you know, go back home. I'm trying to make my time up here worthwhile. Well... So every time, you know, the weekend would come, I'm calling this guy, you know, hey, come up. We've got to do something. Like, we've got to, you know, go hard these last couple, you know, weekends. And there for, like, 3-4 weekends, he was up there just about every weekend. And it's unreal how much we drank. Oh, my God.
Anyway, moral of the story is... The last, what we thought was going to be the last weekend that we were in Clemson, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a Sunday night. all the bars were closed, so we went back to his apartment and just started boozing.
It was also raining, so we
couldn't. Exactly. Gotta set the mood.
Right. Set the tone.
And, yeah, man, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. We were watching a bunch of music videos, watching some Ozzy, Soundgarden.
To be honest, we were in our feels. We were sitting there just, like, jamming some tunes, like, man, this shit's just bumping right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I see this man get up from the couch in his apartment. You can see directly into the bedroom.
Well, hold on. So, before this is his perspective. I'll tell my perspective.
My perspective's much different.
After he tells his perspective. So, continue.
I don't know what y'all saw. What the fuck?
From my perspective, I saw this man get up off the couch, presumably to get another beer or go take a piss or something. And I see him get up off the couch, and I am the biggest skeptic in the world. I don't fucking believe in ghosts or anything like that. It's just not. I have a logical explanation for everything in my mind. And I see this man basically drop to his knees.
As in him?
Yes. And he gets up, goes to get a beer or whatever, and I see him freak out like, dude, I've never seen the man so distraught in my life. And he gets back up and he goes, I just saw a fucking ghost. And basically, me being me, I'm sitting here trying to think of literally every logical explanation I can of what just happened. And you can go ahead and chime in here telling what you actually saw.
What'd you see?
So we were sitting there, like you said, we were watching music videos, listening to music, just sitting there. We were, if I remember correctly, we were just talking about life in general. Like I said, we were in our feels. It was just kind of a very mellow, boring night compared to what we had been doing, like the previous nights. And I had my laptop sitting in front of me. We're sitting on the couch, and from the far left part of the couch where I was sitting at, I could look into my bedroom, and I kept my apartment pretty dark. I would only keep the overhead lights in the kitchen on, and it was just enough light to bleed into my bedroom. And, like, if you were to get up from where I was sitting at, there's, maybe four steps. The first door to your right is the bathroom, and, like, a sliver, like half an inch, the bedroom and bathroom door basically met, and my bedroom's right there. So I'm looking, and I can see everything in front of me. Well, I get up, I pick up my laptop and set it to the side, and I had my head down, and I take like two steps and look up as I'm going to go take a piss, and I see this solid black, at least 7 foot tall, fit like it had depth, black figure walk from behind my bed, diagonal towards my closet. So when I look up and I see this, I'm not thinking ghost. My fight or flight kicks in. I'm thinking someone's in my apartment.
That's exactly what I thought.
It was like that.
Yes.
Like that.
My fight or flight kicked in. I'm thinking someone's in my apartment. I jump back immediately. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, dead ass, I wouldn't lie about this because, like I said, I'm skeptic.
You can testify.
I can testify. Whenever I saw him freak out like that, I legitimately thought, first thing came into my head that somebody was in the apartment that we was about to have to whoop some ass.
Like, he had been in and out of my apartment, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, just because he was.
Somebody could have been in there.
Yeah, we could, because he would take the guitar outside, he'd play Noodle Around, or we'd listen to music, whatever. So we were in and out of my apartment, like on my porch. But when I see that, like, I'm jumping back, like, oh shit, someone's in my apartment. And then after I take a step back in like a second or two, registers, like, holy shit. Like, what's going on here? And I didn't say anything. And Clay was like, what? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Whatever. And I walked in my bedroom, flipped the light on. I'm like looking around the corner, like thinking, oh shit, like someone's about to, hit me over the head with a baseball bat or some shit. Mm-hmm. And I like take a step back and I walk back in there and he's like standing up like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what? And I was like, I just saw a ghost. And he's like, whatever. He's being skeptical about it, and
he's like, bro, you tripping.
Yeah, I explain what I saw, whatever, and he's like, okay, well, let's walk through this. Let's try to explain this.
I can hear you say
that. I know. It's such a mean thing
and
to
he's
say.
He's like, thinking, okay, I saw my shadow, whatever. Like, we were trying to go through the whole night, and I'm like, no, like, this is not you know, what I saw, whatever this, like, I'm trying to explain to him, but trying to explain what I saw to him, because he can see it, you know, it's kind of hard to believe.
Right? I still wonder. I still wish I could see what you saw.
Yeah.
So when you saw that, right, were you just, like, yelling? Were you just, like...
No, I just, like... All I
remember, dude was just shocked.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Like, you got, like, a deer in the headlights kind of moment. Like,
yeah.
Just, like...
Yeah. But the thing is, I wasn't scared. It was more so, I was, like I said, my fight or flight kicked in. I'm thinking, like, who's in my apartment? I'm, like, panicking, like, oh, shit. Like, what, you know, what's right. going on? Well, we end up going through the bedroom or whatever, and we're like, you know, like, holy shit, like, what, you know, what the fuck happened? Well, we sat there and talked about it for, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, and we ended up getting, like, deep. At that point, even though we had been drinking, we were only, like, you may have been 4 beers deep, 5 beers deep. I was only, like, 2 beers deep. Yeah, so
that's basically nothing.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk. I was fully sober and I saw what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after we sat there and talked about it for a little bit, and, you know, we kind of honestly forgot about it for a little bit.
It was like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
or
that,
4.
That happened.
Oh, 3:30 in the morning.
It happened initially at 1 o'clock
yeah,
in the morning.
It was like 12:30.
Well, hold on.
I was about to say, isn't like 3:30 like a devil's playtime or
it
some shit like that? Like,
it gets worse. So, yeah, it gets worse. So, we honestly forgot about it. And we were sitting on the porch or whatever. And I was trying to forget about it, to be honest. Because I was thinking, you know what? Maybe I did just, you know, see some shit. You know, like, it might have just been my mind playing with me. Well, Clayton, we're outside on the porch. And he's like, dude, you saw a fucking ghost. And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. He's like, you know, I don't remember exactly what you said, but you were basically like something about like pussy ass ghosts or some shit like that.
You pissed him off, Clayton. You pissed
him off. Apparently, I did.
Well, the thing is, we were in the process of like picking up and moving back inside as he was like joking about like, you know, some pussy ass ghost. Like, you saw a fucking ghost, like, you know, whatever. I ain't scared of no ghosts. Like,
bitch.
Something along those lines. Like, basically, like taunting it. And I was kind of laughing about it. Well, he walks in. He's like walking towards the couch. I'm walking into the kitchen. We heard the loudest fucking bang. Like, when I say the loudest bang, I kid you not. Within seconds, less than a minute of
like
this.
After you said it.
After he said it.
He's only like 15, 20 seconds afterwards.
After he's sitting there talking shit about the ghost, we hear the loudest fucking bang. And I turn around. I'm trying to make a bologna sandwich here. And
he's fucked up as hell, didn't he?
Yeah. I turn around, look at him, and I'm like, you fucking see, I'm not making this up, whatever.
Did it come like where your room was?
We just heard it.
We just heard it. And I was like, see, I'm not fucking playing. Like,
I thought it was outside.
Yeah. He's like, dude, it's outside. So, and at this point, we had been drinking. And he's like, dude, it's outside. I'm telling you, it's outside. And he goes and opens up the door. And we're like looking outside, like up at the apartment above me. The people have moved out for a good month. Or so.
I wonder why they moved out.
He's like, dude, I'm telling you, it came from that apartment. I'm like, dude, they haven't been there for months. Like, come on. And so we walked back inside, and he's like, I was like, dude, I'm telling you, it came from my bedroom. He's like, you know, whatever. So we go and flip on the lights, and we're like looking around or whatever. And he's like, okay, well, let's stop. Does anything look, you know, out of place? And I'm like, no. And before I started to walk out, he's like, well, have you checked the closet? And I was like, no. And at that point, I'm getting kind of, like, mad because he's not believing me.
Right.
Well, I go and open up the closet. My fucking, like, coat hanger rack or whatever was ripped off the wall, and all my fucking clothes and shit were on the ground.
That is true.
His
entire coat rack and all of his coats that were on it were on the ground. And that is true. I saw that. That like, happened.
It's a wooden pole, and it has like these little plastic little hole like indents that the pole would stick into, and it's screwed into the wall.
Right,
like,
right.
The wood had screws in it.
Mm-hmm.
The screws were ripped out of like the wall, or whatever, and it had like fallen down, and all my coats and shit. And the thing is, I was in the process of moving out, so I had all of, like, the majority of my clothes.
Busted the Smith.
So my question was, like, how long had you been staying in that?
Years.
3.5 years.
And you never saw anything. Nope.
And until when he was night. About to fucking leave, that's when he saw it. But what he was about to say is, whenever we went in there, the coat rack, the thing, it was screwed into the walls on both ends. And the clip in the middle that was holding it up was off-centered. It wasn't in the center of the wall. It was probably like 4 or 5 inches to the left of it. And he had been moving out, so all of his coats were on one end. Okay? So, what I'm saying is, the thing wasn't evenly weighted, and all of your coats were on one end, and it eventually gave out. However, I will admit that it is weird that it happened 20 seconds after I said that the ghost is a bitch.
Yeah. That's like...
The irony.
I said, exactly.
Like, trying to think.
It makes sense, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, in my head, I'm trying to think, you know, maybe I am seeing shit. Maybe I'm just, you know, it was
what
just...
What the fuck's in this beer?
Yeah.
This is
strong shit.
And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, he had a logical explanation for that. But what pulls me back in is I'm the one that saw what I saw.
Yeah.
And it is... a fucking damn coincidence
that, you're right, that happened
literally seconds after he's sitting there taunting it.
So whenever you saw it, right, did it make eye contact with you?
No,
just kind of just like walked past?
It was, so I had blackout curtains over, so my windows in that apartment were very tall.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm standing beside my windows, the bottom of the windowsill comes up to like just under my hip, and it's way over my head. And I had blackout curtains on it. It was blacker than my blackout curtains. So my lights are off. Like I said, the lights are on over my, you know, kitchen counter or whatever. And that's what little bit of light is shining into my bedroom. So, of course, everything's going to be dark and shadowy in there. But for it to be blacker than my blackout curtains, and I see, as tall as it fucking is, walk diagonal behind my bed, past my desk.
Did it vanish when it did that, or did it?
So my door was slightly closed / open, okay. And it walked behind the door,
behind the
towards
door.
The closet.
Dude, no.
So no. It was walking at an angle.
This ain't gonna lie. If I saw something like that, you know, I'd be saying like the Lord's Prayer, like, you know what I mean. I swear
after
to God.
After he saw it, I started playing Black Sabbath. Dude, he went to take a piss in the bathroom, and he came out with just the angriest look
on
his face.
Thing, like the whole time, I'm the only one that saw this. I'm like, it's kind of like creepy, and he's sitting there toying around
right.
And like laughing,
he's like,
and shit.
Dude.
And, you know, on top dude. Of it, you know, he's sitting there talking shit, and then my fucking coat
right.
Hangers.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
He's just like, oh, you think I'm playing?
Yeah, like, Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies.
Like,
I've got this.
Yeah. So it was just very weird and coincidental. Even if, you know, say if I'm trying to be logical with it, say I saw my own shadow, which I'm fucking short as shit. There's no way my shadow is, you know, appearing 7 foot plus tall.
Damn.
And, you know, say I did see that. Say, you know, the coat hanger shit. You know, it was just a very
well,
crazy,
like you said, it's crazy. You see that, and then that happens, and
just,
you hear a noise.
Yeah.
It is weird. As a skeptic, it is weird.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that. Like,
so how long after that did you move out?
It was a month after.
Yeah, we fucking went back and partied again.
You better than me, bro. I would have been out of there.
Dude,
I would have been out of there.
We went back and partied way harder the next time. I think that the ghost is cool, and I low-key think it followed me back. I think it followed me back, not you back. I think it was me, because Caroline's into, like, tarot and all this fucking crystal bullshit that I don't understand.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, she said the other day that she thinks that there's something attached to me, and I think that that's what it is.
Well, fucking thanks for bringing it here, Clayton.
Dude, no problem. I'm glad to bring another guest onto the podcast.
Listen, so my thing to that, like I said, I've never experienced anything. I'm not perfect at all, but I do believe in God, and I am a proud Christian.
Uh-huh.
And you know, to me, I've never had anything like that happen to me. Now, I do believe that if people, this is my personal opinion, I do believe that if you don't have a strong belief in something, that most people who don't do see that stuff.
I mean,
you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never have. You get what I mean? I'm not perfect at all. I do believe in God. I'm
that proud. Is an interesting way to think about it.
But to me, people who've seen stuff like that, if you notice, they're not really close to God. You get what I mean? Or not as close to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
So,
I mean,
like, to me, if I was to see that stuff, you know, a part of me, I don't think, like you said, hell, you witnessed that stuff. You know, you handled it pretty well from, I think you did, especially for staying there a month more. Yeah. But braver than me.
I slept in that bed that night.
He slept in that bed that night.
Dude, you deserve a medal, bro. If I had another beer, I'd give it to you. but to me, like, you know, that's just my opinion. There you go. That's just my opinion of it.
While you're driving.
And to me, I just, you know, I don't know. To me, like, the saying is, like, you know, if you walk with God, like, there's nothing you should fear. And I live by that's just me.
Yeah, that's,
and I live by that. Yeah. And, you know, not perfect at all, but, you know, I do believe in God, and I'm very proud of it.
I mean, yeah, I respect that. Yeah, I really do.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I feel like people have a hard time understanding or talking about, whether you have differences about religion, life, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People nowadays don't have, you know, healthy disagreements anymore.
Right.
People want to scream and not give each other a chance to talk or listen. Good God, just fucking listen. Dude.
Right.
Like, and people don't understand that, like, in whether we agree or disagree with each other, I can sit here and listen, you know, to you and try to understand, because if anything, that's what's going to make you a better person / smarter.
Right, right.
Is by listening and trying to understand this view that you may not be fully knowledgeable about or don't understand,
mm-hmm.
and trying to understand.
Right, and you know, to me, I get where some people are turned off by Christianity because they think people are going to force it on them. Yeah. You know, to me, I if you want to listen, we can talk about it all day. If you don't, like, I'm not going to force it on you. To me, to each their own. You know, to me, as long as you're respectful and a good person and we can listen to each other's views and talk about, like, adults, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm not gonna think any worse of you for not, you know what I mean? Like, you get what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's the way to go about it,
yeah.
You know?
There is a stigma with, you know, the type of music that we play,
mm-hmm.
And with, you know, the heavy metal, Satan worship and all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's not always the case. I mean,
our lead singer's dad is literally a preacher.
Oh, really?
That's cool. Yes. He's literally
a preacher. His family is heavily involved in the church, and Matthew is seen as kind of like the black sheep of that family.
And, I mean, he's just playing some good fucking music.
Right, Matthew, buddy, if you made it this far and you're listening, you're awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
And the thing is, like, Matthew, I mean, he can disagree with me or not. He claims that he's not, you know, as religious, and I don't think he is,
mm-hmm.
as his family, but deep down, he grew up with it. He still has some, you know, heavy roots within. Right.
I mean, he told me that literally the other night when I was at his place. I mean, and, you know, he had a respectable opinion. He actually had a really good point. He said, you know, I believe that somebody had to create all of this because... Yeah. I mean, he just put it into, you know, points that, you know, I understand and he understands very well. He said, you know, music is something that I can place a certain thing and you understand what I'm feeling when I play that certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's a good point. I mean, that's something that's hard to explain. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's very complex. I mean, shit.
No, 110%. I agree with everything you're saying. And to me, like, yeah, I'm very laid back. I'm a laid back person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have some certain belief, like, I'm not going to sit. Like, I like hearing other people's views.
It's interesting, if nothing else.
And it's just like, you know, like, I'm not going to think less of you as a person just because, you know, you're atheist or Muslim. To me, I judge people by their character. You know what I mean? Like, if they're a great person, if you're a good guy,
you're a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested, you know, I'm not perfect, but I can try to help you the best way I can.
Yeah.
But, you know, if, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I mean, like I said, I believe in God. I'm not perfect, but one day, I personally believe I'm going to have to answer for my own sins. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not judging anyone else. I'm just worried about trying to be the best version of myself I can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I can respect that. The thing is, everybody just has to basically do exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just basically it just comes down to don't be a dick.
Yeah. But you know, I actually heard, you guys know Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, you know.
Great actor.
He had a great perspective on stuff, right? And you know, he said he said he was a Christian, you know, he deeply believed in God, Jesus Christ, you know.
He believes in Wilson.
and his perspective of it was, and I remember reading this, it was like, at the end of the day, it's good to believe in something.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, I believe in God, I'm Christian, I put my faith in him. It's good to have your faith in something. Worst case scenario, if I'm wrong, then I just go to sleep and never wake up. That's the worst case scenario. But to me, like I said, like you said, like it's good to believe in something. Worst case scenario, I go to sleep, I never wake up.
Everybody needs something, you know, to live for, and that's what basically a lot of people's reason to live is. You know, they believe in this higher power. And I wrote a paper on religion in high school, which was actually a college course. I'm wrong about that. And basically, my thesis of the statement was, I was in my religion class, and I said that religion is completely about surrendering to something greater than yourself. And it's about losing that control that you want to have so desperately and putting it in somebody else's hands. And I think that little bit of help that you get from feeling that, you know, you don't have to be in control all the time is what drives a lot of people when it comes to religion. You know, not feeling accountable for all of your actions, and I mean, knowing that not everybody is perfect is a really good way to go about it, I think. Anyway, that's just one guess.
Yeah, I mean, religion is a very complex thing to get into, because like we could sit here and talk hours upon
it. Yeah,
we could have a 10-hour podcast on it, you know?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, we've been going. When did we start?
I think I run like eight something.
And we've been going for a solid 2 hours.
Dude, honestly, I've been wanting a podcast, because I think the longest podcast we've done is maybe 2 hours and some change.
Yeah, we're fucking beat.
I feel like that ain't shit. You guys are the longest podcast. I'm just gonna say right now. You guys
are awkward high fives.
So I think this is gonna be the longest podcast in Big Chillin' history. So
totally, the best podcast in Big Chillin' history.
You didn't fucking subscribe. Fuck you.
You don't chew Big Red.
Hey, I'm Ricky Bobby. You don't chew Big Red. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, man, religion is so complex. So it, you know, again, you can talk about it all day, all night. People are going to disagree. People are going to agree. People are going to be in between when it comes to that. At the end of the day, if it helps you be a better person, I don't care.
I'm just going to put this in the middle.
Be the better person. At the end of the day, I don't care what you believe in. I don't care who you believe in. Just be a good person, man. I feel like that's something that today, if I can preach to anybody listening to this, just come on, just be a good person. Whether they have opposite views towards you, it doesn't matter your race, your beliefs, whatever. Just be, you know, kind to everyone, man. Like, and don't feel like you have to subscribe to one particular thing to fit in or whatever. You know, be your own person. Just at the end of the day, be a good person. You know, look out for each other. We're all in this, living this crazy thing we call life. And if religion is what's going to help you get through it, then that's awesome.
Awesome. No, you're right. Hats off to you. If it's something, you know. So yeah, no, 110% agree. Agree with that. Sounds crazy, but you know, We've been going on this rant, and I love it. I actually had a couple more questions for you.
Go for it.
Do it.
Dude, like, we're here.
If you have any specific questions for Christopher, then do them now, because, dude, I have the bladder of a 9 months pregnant woman, and I really got to take a piss again.
As Clayton pisses. So, Topher, I got to ask you, have you seen The Dirt?
I have. Yeah, The Dirt.
Did you like that movie? I loved it. I liked it.
So, as a fan of just, like, hard rock metal music, mm-hmm. I thought it was, fucking great. Like, it was exaggerated at times.
Right.
But just as a fan of just movies in general, watching it, I thought it was great.
Right.
But if you're trying to be nitpicky about it, I wish it did go into more of Motley Crue's, like, history. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's going to be boring.
Right.
People want to see the exciting,
right.
very simplistic version. So, to answer your question, yes, I thought it was good.
That was good. Yeah, so, in the movie, right, they're, like, trying to come up with band names and all that stuff, and to me, I was wondering, like, how'd you guys come up with Atrial? How'd you guys get that?
So, Atrial actually came about when we were in the process of, we pretty much had, if I remember this correctly, Clayton Mike can answer this a little bit better, but if I remember correctly, we had two to three, maybe four songs written at that point, and we were sitting down trying to come up with band names. And if I remember correctly, we had a couple, like, everybody, when I say everybody, at the time, it was just the three of us, William, Clayton, and I. Matthew may have been a part of it at that point, but I think it was just us three when it came up with band names.
Oh, yeah, William came up with the band name.
Yes. But
shout out to William.
We were trying to come up with band names, and we were all, like, sending, like, small lists or just pitching out names here and there. And William,
there were some dog shit
names.
Yes,
there were some dog shit names.
Oh, my God.
But William had made a list. It was, like, 10 names, and it was, like, Atrial was the second or third name on the list. And I remember, like, speaking up, like, hey, Atrial's kind of cool. And William's like, yeah, like, I think, I saw something or whatever, Atrial. And then Clayton's like, yeah, I dig Atrial. Well, then we kind of forgot about it for a little while. Well, then William stepped up and was like, no, I think Atrial was, like, a really cool name or whatever. If I remember this correctly, like, William
says, I remember when William told me about the
Yeah,
name.
William stepped up. Like, I remember saying something about it, but at the time, there were so many names being thrown out that, whatever any of us said, it was just kind of, like, brushed off. But William was the one that stepped up at the end of the day and kind of said something like, hey, I think Atrial's actually kind of a sick name. And we kind of ran with it for, like, a month or so, and then it kind of grew on us. We were like, yo, like, this is the name I think we need to stick with.
One thing that's always kind of stuck with me about that is that something Post Malone actually said. He said, like, somebody asked him, how did he come up with, Post Malone as his stage name? And he goes, it came from a fucking online generator. And he was like, it doesn't matter what your name is. You find a name and you build it and you make it cool to everybody else after you make the name. It doesn't matter if it sounds cool at first. It's eventually going to sound cool no matter what when you build the brand.
When you make it cool. So. Yeah. And it sounds kind of cheesy, but in the process of coming up with names, we were trying to think about, because I had heard this through an interview, I want to say it was with Suicide Silence. They said something when they were trying to come up with their band name. They were like, who is going to be beside us if you're in a record store when it comes to the S section? Slipknot Slayer. So if you're looking for Slipknot Slayer, who the fuck is Suicide Silence, kind of thing? And we were kind of thinking about that as well. And
Asking Alexandria.
Yeah.
At the time, we were heavily influenced by Asking Alexandria. So we were thinking Asking Alexandria, Avenged Sevenfold. So these bands who we were looking.
I still love me some Avenged, man.
Yeah, we
were. Thanks.
So, and we were
Welcome
also
to the family.
We were also thinking, too, what's the first fucking letter in the alphabet? Right. A. Like, come on. Like, if someone's looking through a record store, we're in the very first section. So that's what we were thinking about.
We were also sitting there thinking, who the fuck still goes to a record store?
So, like, at the time, it was, you know, kind of cheesy. But in reality, it's kind of a serious thing. We were thinking about this.
That being said, if you own one of our songs from like Apple Music or something like that, if you actually bought the song, there's a good chance that we start with, like, since we start with the letter A, that whenever you get in your car and Bluetooth comes on, that we're the first band that puts on in your fucking car. And dude, I know that must suck for a lot of people because I can't count the amount of times I know William gets in his car every time and Alter Bridge comes on and he's like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to fucking listen to this.
Get tired of it.
Exactly.
Like in my car, I downloaded this song by Green Day. So every time I get in the car, Green Day just comes.
Exactly.
I'm like, I fucking hate this song now.
Yeah, that's how Atrial came about. Long story short, William, it was what out of the mini list that we made, it was like the second or third name on the list. I remember saying something about it. A week or so went by, and then he stepped up and was like, "Yo, I think Atrial actually the, you know, this is actually a really cool name. It has a multi, like, purposes." I don't know if you're aware of this. The Atrial Band in the Heart. It's a actual band that's in your heart, or whatever, and it's kind of a play on
Atrium.
Or atrium or whatever. Like, it's kind of a play on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Atrial defibrillation is a thing.
You have a left and right atrium.
But
atriums are also a thing in greenhouses. I'm just spitting out facts right now.
But it just kind of
that
Cooking
University degree, baby.
So yeah, that's how the band name came about.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a trail.
Dude, I love so much, and yeah, this will piss off a lot of fucking bands, but I love that a lot of people don't pronounce our shit right.
Dude.
If you've made it this right. far once again, right. It is Atrial.
Yes.
What are you talking about? It's a trial.
Dude,
not a trial.
Like I was discussing with one of my friends. I was like, dude, I'm having Atrial on, and they were like, I saw that. You're saying their name wrong. And he was like, it's a trial. And I was like, I think it's Atrial.
100% can confirm Zach was right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can confirm. I was there when it was written.
But, so I got a serious question for you guys.
Yes.
And this is serious.
I like serious.
Dead ass serious. The biggest question you'll ever be asked in your life.
Word.
Whoa, this is a big question then.
Yes. I'm not pregnant.
We're not. Well, I'm worried. I had to stop myself.
So I gotta know. Does Atrial like Nickelback?
Holy fucking hell! That is the biggest question I've ever had. Okay, I am so fucking. I'm getting real close to the mic on this one. I'm glad you asked. Okay, here's
question of the day.
I've got hard opinions on Nickelback. Okay, here's the thing, man. In the early 2000s, a lot of music was dog shit. Okay? Nickelback is no exception. However, the album Silver Side Up is arguably good. Okay, they've got surprisingly heavy guitar riffs on there.
That's what I was going to say. But
they've got surprisingly heavy guitar riffs on there. They've got catchy vocal melodies. There's a reason why I can sit here and sing like a bunch of Nickelback songs off the top of my head. And that's because their vocal melodies are catchy.
Never made it as a wise man.
Couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Yes, like, I know the words, I know everything. Okay, so like that says something about how good they are right there. I'm not a fan of Nickelback, but I know a million fucking songs by them for some reason. And that's got to speak to some sort of quality that they provide. It has to. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do.
They get so much hate. I don't understand.
Well, the thing is, as a musician, you have to respect them. Whether I like them or not, there's a bunch of musicians out there.
Respect's the right word.
Yeah, there's a bunch of musicians out there or bands that I don't like, but I respect them. Nickelback in the early 2000s, whether people want to believe it or not, was arguably the best or within the top five best bands to come out of the early 2000s. But another thing, whether people want to believe it or not, they have some fucking heavy ass riffs.
They do.
They have.
Where Do I Hide is a banger. I'm sorry. It's good. I fucking like Nickelback. Blow me.
they have some heavy ass riffs.
Right.
You know, the vocals and all that stuff may be, you know, different, but if you're listening to just the guitar riffs, there's some fucking heavy shit in there.
Right.
Think about Burn It to the Ground, dude.
Yes. Yes. You know what's crazy?
That's a Volbeat literally copy and pasted that riff.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Literally.
Volbeat is just a fancier Nickelback with a little bit of, you know...
And they opened for Slipknot.
Nickelback?
No. Corey Taylor and whatever.
Dude, Jack Kroger.
They were beefing, weren't they?
Jack Kroger called Corey Taylor ugly. I don't know, like...
What an insult.
Yeah.
This dude's been on, like, magazines for, like, the sexiest man in rock or something.
Exactly.
Something like that.
And this man says you're ugly. I mean, bro, I mean, the best thing Chad Kroger could have said is, yo, your neck be fat as shit.
Oh, yeah, he just got a fat neck.
His neck fat with a pH, bro. God, motherfucking damn.
I bet you guys never thought you were going to be asked if y'all like Nickelback today.
I did not think, dude. The last thing I thought would be on my mind today is Nickelback.
It's a curveball.
William used to fucking slap
Nickelback.
Oh, my God.
Dude, William has almost every Nickelback.
Everyone can appreciate Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Okay, how about Creed? What do y'all think about Creed?
Looking back at me. Wait, no.
Oh, that's
cold.
Crossfade.
It's Crossfade. Fuck. Creed.
I can see how you make it.
Hold on. I know a song by Creed.
Higher.
Can you take me higher? Yeah.
Dude, Creed has a few bangers, I will say that. Mark Tremonti is a god of a guitarist.
I personally am a Creed fan. But I will say that Tremonti carried a lot.
He carried that band on his shoulders. Good God.
The lead singer was very unique with his vocals. It is kind of memed. It's memed a lot because of his vocal style or whatever, but if it wasn't for Tremonti carrying a lot of the weight with that band, they would not be as big.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, like, as a guitar player, I can tell you, like, songs like One Last Breath is, dude, they aren't that easy to play.
Right.
Not right. I mean, a lot of people can play them, but it's hard to play them right. Mm-hmm. It's the thing, like, it's almost like classical stuff. And, dude, they're underrated. I will say that. Their musicianship is solid. Right. That's for damn sure.
Facts. What, you guys like Stain?
I will say that Jeffrey. I like... Jeffrey. Shout out, Jeffrey. I like Stained. I'm not a big fan of Aaron Lewis as a person. He's kind of a jackass
really?
From what I've seen.
Word.
I can agree with that.
Really?
He's very sure-footed is a very polite way to put it.
Too sure-footed.
A lot of his live shows he'll cancel if, like, one person in the audience pisses him off.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of a jackass when it comes to that.
I try to go country.
Yeah, I mean, he has a country voice.
Yeah.
And he has a country, you know, style to his music. I don't mind Stained. We saw Stained at the Carolina Rebellion, and they fucking killed it.
That's awesome.
They did great. But I will say that I liked their music a while ago more than I do now because I kind of...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say that it was bad or anything like that, but Jesus Christ, I grew out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... I would hear... How many times can you hear So Far Away on the fucking radio before you get sick of it?
Right.
Or it's been a while.
And that's the thing with a lot of bands, right? I like the Foo Fighters, for example.
Oh, God.
I love the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters.
William just... fucking creamed his jeans. Oh, shit!
Dude, like, the Foo Fighters, I love their shit. And then I saw they, like, released, like, a new album, and I listened to it. I'm like, this isn't the Foo Fighters.
You know what I mean? Concrete and Gold?
Yeah. I wasn't too big.
It had a couple good songs on it. Let's see. Run, Sky's the Neighborhood was okay. And Dirty Water was okay.
I love my favorite song by Foo Fighters is My Hero.
Oh,
That's actually my favorite song.
Really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. My Hero.
I have a very unpopular opinion about my favorite Foo Fighters song, and that is Walk. You can very much mistake it as whenever you say Walk, everybody immediately thinks Pantera. But dude, it is actually a really good Foo Fighters song. It has nothing to do with the Pantera. They made their own song and everything. But William and I saw the Foo Fighters at Colonial Life.
What?
Probably 3 or 4 years ago.
That's so dope.
Probably longer than that.
I'm gonna tell you what, man. It was the longest set I've ever attended in my life. It was the longest. It was probably like a 3.5-4 hour set. They played forever, man, and I loved every fucking second of it.
That's awesome.
They slung it, man. They fucking slung it.
Yeah, dude. Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl's one of the best front men I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I was gonna say. There are a lot of bands that have, you know, very likable people within the band, but you have this rock star syndrome where, you know, they're assholes.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl, if I had to pick someone off the top of my head to represent rock and roll as like the front man, it would be Dave Grohl.
I can agree with
that.
The
dude is such a genuine, like, nice guy.
Yeah.
He represents the genre well. He has, you know, made phenomenal music. I mean, there's just so much. He has such a phenomenal, you know, track list when it comes to, you know, the things that he's done and the person that he is, that you can't help but to like the guy.
Did you know where he learned all that shit from, right?
No.
His idol, it ended up being one of his best friends, was Lemmy.
Oh, I mean.
Lemmy was a...
God.
The God. Lemmy was a very humble guy, kind of like he was, and he would, like, let fans come up to him at the bar and everything and, you know, have a beer with him, you know, chill out, have a conversation. And, you know, Dave learned a lot of that from him. And, I don't know, it's very admirable. It really is.
I read something on Reddit not too long about Dave Grohl, and again, I already respect the guy. The dude's, an amazing person, but just reading stuff like what I'm about to say, it just... Like, it makes me smile because it shows that there really is, like, genuinely good people out there.
Right.
But some kid, I think it was actually on TikTok, not on Reddit, the guy...
At the restaurant?
Yeah, the restaurant. The dude, Dave Grohl walked into a restaurant and the kid saw him and the dude started bawling his eyes out because he was like, this is, you know, my hero. He starts crying or whatever. Well, Dave Grohl, you know, comes up and the mom's like, you know, it's okay. Like, he's just, you know, he's a big fan or whatever. And Dave Grohl sits down, talks to him for a couple minutes, whatever. And it says something like along the lines of, you know, before you leave the restaurant, come up to me and, you know, say bye or whatever before you leave. And the kid, you know, of course, you know, still teary-eyed or whatever because he's talking to his idol. Well, as they're leaving, Dave Grohl is surrounded by these, you know, people, whatever, all these fans or whatever, and the kid, like, kind of walks up, but he's, you know, back behind all these people, and Dave Grohl, like, points him out of all these people and is like, you know, hey, you come here. And the kid walked up and, like, he says bye or whatever, and, you know, they got a picture and all that stuff, but just little things like that, it shows that Dave Grohl is such a phenomenal person, and that's one thing that I kind of wanted to touch on as for the band. If anybody comes to our shows, please come up to us and talk to us. We are nothing. We are just Joe Blow average people. We have jobs in the day. We do the same shit. We shit and wipe our ass the same way you do.
You put on your pants one leg at a time.
Yeah, that's the nicer way of putting it. But please come up to us and talk to us. We love it. Comment on our videos. We will respond. You know, we are constantly looking at our stuff. We enjoy hearing, you know, people's stories, or, you know, if you want an autograph, even though our shit's worthless, you know, whatever. Just take a picture. We want to talk to you. The people who are willing to spend their valuable, precious time to come see some shitty-ass people from Hartsville/Lexington/Camden, South Carolina, who are just up there playing the music that we love. Please come speak to us, because we do not take it for granted. We are very, you know, gracious of the people who are willing to spend their money and time with us. We are very grateful for that stuff. So
yeah, man, like, people comment on, you know, YouTube and all that and think that, you know, that comment's just gonna be out there, but it means something.
Right.
It really does.
It does.
Especially when it's something really reassuring and positive.
And when it's something you put your time and hard work.
It's nice to know that people are digging it.
Like, right? You know, just like with the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, me and, you know, my friends who do the show with me, you know, we're getting compliments from people, and like, it could be something little, like, oh, listen to it, or hey, like, I thought that was cool. Like, it's crazy what a little compliment can do for somebody, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it goes a long way, you know. It only takes like 2 seconds to be nice to someone, or it only takes 2 seconds to impact somebody's day.
And all you know, for all you know, it's going to change somebody's entire day, week, and return their entire life, for all you know. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Why can't we all just be senior positivity?
And the thing is, even if it is negative, as the person who's receiving a negative comment, you can read it and maybe learn from it. Maybe this person has a legitimate, you know, negative response that you're, oh, the quality's bad. Or, like, the audio quality's bad. Yeah, maybe you already know that, but you're striving to make that better. Just dumb stuff like that. Or when it comes to our music, oh, the drums suck. Or whatever. You know, yeah, I know the drums suck.
Too much gain.
Yeah, and just little stuff like that. If anything, any kind of positive or negative comment is beneficial, because you're listening, you're learning, whether they're wrong or right, you're going to listen to it, and at the end of the day, if you're taking the time to read it, you may learn something from it.
Right.
So, again, comment, come talk to us, whatever, and we're always grateful for that stuff. We are hoping to play shows within the next couple months.
Thing is, dude, it sucks so hard that we have so many fucking shows that we could be playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just unfortunate due to the circumstances.
And we are trying to be very cautious about, you know, what we're currently dealing with. What did Game Grumps call it?
I don't remember.
The Backstreet Boys reunion, or whatever, some shit like that. But we are aware with, you know, what everyone's going through right now with the times and stuff, and we are trying to be safe and whatnot. But it is very disheartening when you're getting show offers and
there's no one drinking.
It's just like, you can't. It's all yours.
We can, but is it going to be responsible?
Right.
And whether we do play the show or not, you know, we can just up and say fuck it and play the show, but if, you know, someone catches COVID or whatever, we're probably gonna feel like shit.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. It's a tough situation right now. Thankfully, you know, vaccines and stuff are coming out.
I actually got it.
Really?
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because for my job and where I work at, they gave me a choice. You know, they shoved it down my throat. They're just like, hey, like, would you like it? And I was just like, yeah. And then a part of me was kind of nervous about it. And, like, I went home. I talked about it with my family. Because, you know, like, it's new. It kind of seems like it hadn't been out that long. And all of a sudden, it's ready. So, if you want, you know, so people are hesitant. And, you know, I was a little nervous about it. But I was kind of just like, you know. And, like, this is just my mindset. And I'm probably wrong. But I was like, you know, it's probably just a flu shot. How different could it be? You know, that's just how my mindset of it was. But I discussed it with my folks, and they were just like, you know, go for it. And I went for it. I got the second dose. Clearly, I got that dose like 20 days ago, or actually probably more. I'm still alive. So
that's a W.
So when you're 40, you have a horn growing on your head.
but you know, I was a little nervous about it, but You know?
It's understandable. But the thing is, the people who are saying, you know, oh, they rushed this vaccine, you may think that, but I'd like to think that we have progressed as a society and our technology is good enough that in a dire need such as this,
right,
we have the world all chipping in on trying to figure out what we need to do to make a vaccine.
Right.
I'd like to think that we have the technology and the minds behind it.
Right.
It's going to be safe.
Yep. So I don't know if you guys have had it or, but
I will get it at the first opportunity.
But
I had the Flintstone gummy in 1998 that is currently holding strong.
The Flintstone gummy.
Fred's sitting there doing work.
He is kicking ass.
But to anyone listening, hesitant about it, listen. Okay, I got it. I'm still here. I feel great. You know, I even got the card that proves that I got it. Where's that at? Where's it at? Somewhere.
So where the fuck do you work at?
Work at a funeral home.
Oh, I guess that.
What funeral home?
Brown Pennington.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting because in middle school, we had to do something.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah, we had to do something. We had to make it was a project. We had to make a poster or whatever of what we would potentially like to do in the future. And I put mortician.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember you telling me about that.
I went to Norton Funeral Home, and I went inside toward the caskets and went through the embalming rooms and all that stuff and asked questions for the project, and I was all into it. I was willing to do it, but it's a lot of schooling that you have to go through.
You basically have to be a fucking coroner.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, it's insane, but just like, you know, I've always been curious about the job, and you know, I don't do none of that stuff. I don't do the embalming or anything, but you know, the people who own it, they're so nice, and they help me learn. And you know, for the people who do the embalming and stuff like that, it really just, it's like I knew people were doing it, but I don't get to see it firsthand, but knowing that I know the person who does it, it's just like I got so much love and respect for that, for the people who do it, because it's not easy to do.
It's a tough gig,
you know. So just, you know, I don't know, you know, the funeral business is crazy, but it's something when you think about it in the day, like someone, like you said earlier in the podcast, maybe like an hour or two ago, I don't know, somebody's got to do it, you know. So
yeah, I mean, that's the thing, like whenever I was looking into that stuff, it is kind of frightening, but you do have to have tough skin for that stuff. Anything that involves death is hard.
It is.
That's one thing that kind of made me take a step back because at the time whenever I was thinking of doing that stuff, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be good money. I feel like I'm strong enough mentally that I can handle this.
Right.
But then when they're like, you know, what are you going to do when a close friend or a relative dies?
Right.
And
right.
Instead of you being a person who is mourning in the funeral, you are running
it, yeah.
And you can't sit here and show emotions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me off.
You got to be tough.
That's the reason why I got out of criminology as much as I did. After studying it for so long, I just got sick of hearing about people fucking living in horrible conditions. And you know, if you're not sitting there studying about somebody killing another person and why they did that, you're sitting there learning about why somebody is sitting there living with fucking, you know, food insecurity, or you know, why somebody got fucked over by the justice system. And it's just a degree of negativity that I had had enough of.
Right.
And, I mean, I've written enough papers on it to sit there and try to solve the problem, and there's no answer.
Yeah.
There is no answer in this world. And it's very discouraging, but Jesus Christ, for some people it may be encouraging.
Right.
you know, to sit there and fucking man up and solve the fucking problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's why people go to school for this shit.
But back to working there, you know, I love it. Everyone there is top notch, and I've learned so much. And because I haven't been working there long, I've only been working there for like maybe 2 months.
What specifically do you do?
So what I do is I help dig and cover graves.
Wow.
I help, you know, I got like another guy with me, or sometimes two other guys with me, but we like, you know, set up funerals, take down funerals, dig, cover graves. So I just do that. But
okay.
But I mean, even that just been eye opening. You know what I mean? That stuff.
I mean, seeing all those grieving families enough would just be enough to smack me on my ass. Mm-hmm. Man.
But it's, you know, I've been just thankful for the experience to learn, and I work with very great and nice people, you know.
I mean,
it's
that awesome. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it definitely has its upsides. I mean, you're definitely working with people who are empathetic. And, you know, obviously they gotta be nice people to be working in that type of business.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess it has its upsides. Also, you get to bring, you know, certain people, you know, forms of closure and everything, which, I mean, everybody needs. So, I mean, I guess everything has its silver lining.
Right.
And again, to kind of, I want not to go back on, you know, something we've already talked about, but religion. It's something that funerals are very touchy when it comes to that stuff, and some people use their faith as a way of helping with the closure, and you know, you're being a part of that, and whether you know you realize it or not, even if you're just digging graves and stuff like that, that you're a part of it more so than what you know you may realize. So
okay, crazy question. Okay, if y'all had a song to be played at your funeral, what would it be? I already know mine.
I knew mine, but I'm trying to remember.
I've never thought about this. This is a great question.
I know mine right now.
I have a meme answer, but...
My song, and Topher, you better make fucking sure this happens. I'm going to be totally pissed. I'm going to haunt you if you don't.
Please, dude. Whether I'm doing
it, I'm gonna be talking shit about how it's not real from beyond the grave.
I'm gonna try to sleep. I'm just here. Fuck you. Trying to sleep.
Okay, dude, y'all motherfuckers better play the big old Hawaiian fellas version of somewhere over the rainbow at my funeral, because it is impossible. It is impossible to be bummed out when that song is playing. Okay, and y'all also better be shit-faced.
My uncle, he's, you know, when, you know, at funerals they have like a open casket where people can come and see. Mm. My uncle is just like, whenever my time comes and I have an open casket, I want there to be beer right next to it. So when you look at me on the way out, you can grab a beer.
I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
So I was like, that's a pretty good idea.
Also, that's actually, it gives me another idea. Bury me with a beer.
In the hand.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, you're right. No,
exactly.
You're
There's right. no way I'm going out sober.
And a cig in the mouth.
Exactly.
It's got to be like barely hanging out of your lip, too.
Yeah. I don't care if that's what ends up killing me or not.
This is my wish. I want it this way. Please do it.
I need to make my will. Can I make my will on the Big Chillin' Podcast?
So,
is that an option?
We're dying
in
my
head. I can't think of like the song I want to be played, but the meme song, like for all you know, shits and giggles, is "South of Heaven" by Slayer.
Yes! Oh my god!
That would be hilarious,
dude. You hit me with a curveball. I've never thought about it. Holy cow!
Into the void,
you know.
Da, na, 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 na.
I don't know. That's a tough question, because there's so many songs out there.
Yeah, I mean, to have one song.
That's the thing, man. I just want a song that's gonna make everybody fucking happy, man. I don't want anybody crying.
Well,
yeah, fuck that. That's the same thing with like my wedding, or you know, or.
You will be lucky if I am standing on 2 feet at your wedding.
But like funeral, fuck crying. I want people to remember me for positivity and having a good time. I don't want people to be sad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that being said, I don't want to die tomorrow. But yeah. Like, if you know the unfortunate circumstance happens, I want people to.
That guy lived.
Yeah, I want people to remember me, you know, for the times and the memories that they had.
I'm going
to
play a very majestic hymn song.
Yeah, I would literally, if Clayton could play on my casket, I will fucking, like, I don't care. Like, do dude, it. If it's going to bring.
Adriel's going to have a show.
Right.
Yeah, just no drums.
Dude, yeah.
Have a hologram of Topher.
Or no, just fucking stuff me like a fucking animal and just have me holding the drumsticks on the.
Dude, you know, this song just came into my head, and maybe I don't know if that's a song I'd want, but I feel like it's pretty fitting. It would be Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox by Joe Diffie.
Really?
That'd be the song I'd choose. That'd be it. Because it's just fitting. And I like Joe Diffie.
I mean, dude. That's the thing. All these fucking, like, you know, whenever you go to a funeral and everything, there's, like, all these sad songs that are playing. And they don't do anything to make the situation better.
Yeah. It's just,
you know, I want people to remember me how I fucking am. Yeah? Like
Born to Raise Hell by Motorhead. I feel
if
like...
If you play a Motorhead song at my funeral, I will rise from the grave.
You know, I know you guys like Motorhead. And for me, right, as a kid, I grew up watching WWE. So when I think of Motorhead...
The game!
I think of Triple H, bro. I think of Triple H.
It's time to play the game.
I think of Triple H when I think of Motorhead.
Yes! Good. I'm glad you like Motorhead. That's all I fucking care about. That's a badass fucking song.
That joke's hard,
we ran out to that in my fucking senior year of basketball.
Really? The game?
Yeah, because I was the only one, I was captain of the team, and nobody else had a say in it.
You're like, yeah.
So I was like, dude, we're running out to Motorhead.
We're doing Big Red and fuck you.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I can agree to that, man. Funerals, and I understand people are trying to mourn and stuff like that, but I'm looking at it as you can mourn by yourself. If everybody that, you know, cares about me is in one place, you're sending me off, quote unquote, whatever.
I want a party.
I want to go down and I want people to remember me and come together in, you know, positivity. For that last time I'm, you know, here for everyone to see, I want people to, you know, to have a good memory of me.
Yeah.
And I want to play some good-ass, heavy-ass music.
You know, and it's crazy, and I thought about this, you know, and I'm sure you guys can testify, you guys know more than me, but it kind of feels like once you graduate from high school, I feel like time just goes by even faster.
Time keeps on slipping.
You know, like, I feel like, you know, years just aren't that long, and, you know, it's just crazy how, like,
yeah,
time flies.
It's insane. And dude, after you graduate college, it's not going to get any better.
Yeah,
I hate to say it.
Welcome to the real world,
yeah.
Jackass.
Yeah.
And I think it
what is that from? How do I know that?
It was from SNL, Saturday Night Live.
Welcome to the real world, Jackass.
It was.
How the fuck?
It was like it was like Andy Sandberg.
I was about to say, I know,
like,
that skit. All,
it was like the ground. Like, he threw it on the ground.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Welcome to the real world, Jackass! I threw it on the ground! Oh, man! And you just gave me memories I didn't know I had, bro.
It pulls down to we're busy now. You know, we get so caught up in life that we get busy doing shit that we at the time think is important, and then people get too caught up in their living for the weekends. And that's one thing that I try to tell myself, fuck that. I am not living for the weekends because
you fucking live.
Yes. The 5 days throughout the week that you're just coasting through or, you know, living through or whatever, you're wasting your life.
Think about it.
You're living for 2 days out of the week.
And not even that. You're living for the weekends. You work 5 days a week, all right? You work on that Friday. Okay, you have that Saturday all day. You have that Sunday all day, but that Sunday, entire Sunday, you're sitting there dreading having to go to work
the
next
Sunday
day.
The Sunday scaries.
Exactly. So in all reality, you're sitting there fucking with one free day. All right. And that entire time, you're sitting there still dreading about the next Sunday because, man, tomorrow I got to worry about having
starts
to
all
work.
Over.
Exactly.
When Monday starts, you're thinking, oh, man, I'm so ready for Friday. I'm so ready for to get off work on Friday.
Yeah, man. That's why you do what the fuck you want to do with your life.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Do what you love, man. Whether the money's there or not, you know.
Money ain't fucking shit.
Yeah.
Money ain't shit.
It's true. I forgot. I think I might be quoting Karate Kid or Cobra Kai.
I love both of those too.
But it was just like, I forgot how the saying goes. Miyagi says something like, you know, man who worked for passion is happy. Something like that. I'm probably not quoting it word for word correctly, but
I don't know if you are either.
It's something like that.
I'm a lot of beers in.
But it's like, if you work for passion, like, you know, if you love what you do, then you never have to work a day in your life.
Exactly.
That's what my dad's always told me. And dude, that shit has stuck with me
for
years.
That's what my dad told me too.
Oh my god. Any normal person that sees Alan Chuning, if they had a camera crew followed that man around,
he'd have a TV show.
For just a week.
He'd have a TV show.
I've never seen someone work harder in my life and enjoy it. Oh my god.
He can't get enough of it.
The dude's a psychopath.
We invited him to come play golf with us the other weekend and drink beer and just have a good time. And he was like, no, I gotta fucking work on the roof.
Oh, he does roofing?
No. He's a logger.
Yeah,
he does, like, he was just working on the house because he felt like it.
I was about to say, he likes roofing?
he's a fucking logger and he loves it.
Wow.
And, man, like,
The 18-wheeler was on fire. This man grabs an axe and chops a hole in the top of the fucking 18-wheeler.
Sounds like a legend to me.
The chip van. It was the chip van. So, you know, wood chips are, you know, it's a big source of income, you know, as far as it's about as just as worth, what's the word I'm looking for? It's about just as useful as logging, like, an entire load of logs on, you know, the back of an 18-wheeler. So you have the chip van, which is entirely enclosed, and the chips were very dry, and it was very hot, and, you know, the chipper spits them out really hot. Mm-hmm. And the fucking chips were so hot and so dry that they actually caught on fire. And this motherfucker... he was hung over as hell too. It was way better. It was on a Monday, and he jumps on top of the chip van with an axe and a fire extinguisher and chops out the roof of the chip van and puts out the fire fucking an hour before the fucking fire department gets there.
Jeez.
Man, let's see. He just turned fucking 60.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And dude, he keeps on telling me that there will never come a day whenever I can beat him at arm wrestling. It's something we talk about a lot, and it's probably true.
Yeah. No. I feel you. I'm like that with my dad. We used to like play Mercy, like, you know, play around wrestling,
yeah.
Play Mercy and stuff like that. But yeah, man, no, I'm with you like that. Your dad sounds like a legend. That's awesome.
I can't fucking get
have
over
you been
it,
to a show yet of ours?
Dude, I haven't.
He's
and
wanted
I want
to.
I want to.
Dude, Alan will be there.
He will fucking drink every one of us under
yes,
the table.
Really.
He is.
I've slammed half of this 12-pack, and, like, and he ain't got shit. I ain't got shit on this.
He's
man.
Seven?
This man was literally moshing with, like, 16, 17-year-olds or whatever, like, trying to keep up with them at our show, whatever. He was slinging them around. Like,
that's awesome.
Dude is a freaking animal.
That's awesome. No, man, whenever you guys...
I would love for him and Terry to party together. I want Alan and Terry to get together and just get fucked up. I would love to see it. You want to know what? That's you and me in fucking 30 years. I hope you realize that. We're gonna be sitting there getting fucked up talking about basketball and baseball.
Like, I remember I used to hit dingers.
Yeah, I remember I used to drop fucking double doubles every goddamn game.
But yeah, man, no, whenever you guys, you know, whenever there's, you know, shows and you guys announce it, I'd love to come to one.
Don't even worry about paying for that.
You're definitely on the guest list. We get a few guests every show, and you're definitely on.
I try to tell people.
I appreciate that,
dude. Like, I try to tell people that.
Oh yeah.
Like, who are, you know, relatively close to us. Like, dude, if you want to come to a show, just let us know. At this point, you know, the money's nice. If you want to support us, there's other ways to support us. Just come watch us. You know, we just want to play shows and hang out with our friends and stuff.
Right.
We've gotten, you know, somewhat big enough to where we are getting people to come out that we don't know. And just the exposure is what all we're asking for, because it'll eventually pay off. It'll pay for itself. At this point, we're just trying to play shows. So, yeah, don't even worry about.
I'm honored. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Because, you know, like obviously, like, you know, from the beginning of the podcast, I was like, you know, I know you guys have been busy, and I was like, man, dude, like, I know this podcast would be awesome. Love to have you guys on. Because, like, you know, I'm interested about what you guys do, and I'm also, like, very, like, inspired by it and think it's just awesome. And, you know, I love seeing people go for their dreams. And, you know, the whole point of the Big Chillin' Podcast was take people from around here who are working, who have goals and are working towards something that's just out of the ordinary. You know what I mean? And that's just what I love.
Yeah, I meant to ask you, like, who, and I'm sure I know a lot of the people that you've had on here, but, like, how many guests or, like, who are some of the guests on here that I might would know that you've had? Because this is episode what?
This is episode 18.
18. So, out of the 17 guests, like, who have you had on?
I know we discussed Angela earlier. Yeah, she's awesome. She does photography. She's killing it right now. Man, I don't know if you know Preston. Preston Duffy?
Me and Shannon have the same birthday.
Yep. Oh, really? That's awesome. Yeah, Shout out to Shannon.
Yeah, Preston is currently, from what I've heard, he's doing acoustic stuff.
Yeah, he's singing. Good. And he's awesome. Yeah.
I've heard.
He's actually doing a show tonight. Well, at a bar, but he's killing it, man.
What bar? I would love to know.
Some bar in Sumter.
Probably Legacy.
It might have been.
But I've heard good things about Preston.
Yeah, man, he's killing it.
And I'm trying to think. I want to say someone came in at the liquor store and said something about him, and I was like, yeah, like, you know, that's awesome. Like,
yeah, man.
I hope he's fucking tearing it down.
Yeah, man, he was on. Jeez, what episode was he? I don't know. He was one of our early ones, but I mean that was a fun one. He's killing it, man. Just doing a great job. And you know, then I had, you know, one of like a business owner in Florence. I had him on. He actually owns like a combat sports gym.
Okay.
So like I used to go in there all the time. So I had that connection to have him on. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Man, you know, then I had my friend Bray, the rapper. You know, he's killing it right now, releasing music and stuff. You know, he's worked with guys. I don't know if you guys heard of Trap Dickey. Heard of him? Anyway, so he's worked with, but he's worked with like him, and you know, it's, you know, doing this podcast was something that I just had an idea of and always wanted to do. I didn't have any clue how to do one, you know what I mean? But I was just, and people were telling me, like, you know, if you start a podcast, like, who's gonna listen to you? You know what I mean?
That's not the point.
And one thing I started with two good friends of mine, and we've had a blast doing it every time. And it's just like, we do it for fun. If people listen, they listen. If they don't, they don't. But the thing is we're doing it for fun, and people tune in. And then I was looking around. I guess as long as you're having fun, people will watch. And I was looking around, and I was like, you know, there's so many great things going around Hartsville, from you guys with the band, from people making music, for photography, whatever it may be. People who just, you know, they're fun to have on the show. And just, you know, to pick their brains and to see how their mind works, and it's just fun. I just enjoy doing this, and you know, money's kind of came, but you know, if it comes, it comes. If it don't, it don't. I enjoy doing this, you know.
I mean, I would love to get the other guys from the band on here.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to.
I'm
love
sure
to have
they
them
will
on.
Be down. Every you know? One of them seemed excited.
No, fuck them. Fuck you, Blake, if you're listening.
Especially Blake. Fuck
no,
you.
No, honestly, you know, it. And you know, like, obviously, like, you know, I went to class with you. So I met you, like, 2-3 years ago almost. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I had that connection. Holy I remember fuck. You, you know what I mean, from high school. And apparently kindergarten or whatever it was, Southside.
Daycare.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and then I know Zeb because I'm, you know, his younger brother graduated the same year as me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to have them on. It'd be a blast to pick their brains. And
I am sure that they will be down. Like I said, they were all very excited that, you know, we were coming on here, and, you know, they all claimed they're going to listen to it and everything. I'm sure they'd be excited.
I wonder how far they're making it.
I was about to say, dude, we've been doing this for fucking
ever. Dude,
we hope to hold the record for the longest.
Oh, no, you guys have shattered it. It has been shattered. I've never seen five something, whatever seconds that is. I've never seen that.
Those numbers are fucking crazy.
Dude, I guarantee you, no, by far, you guys.
You might have to do a part one and part two.
I might have to. I don't know.
Yeah, do what you gotta do, man.
Whenever I, like, download this and export it, it's gonna take forever to load, I'm sure. But it's gonna be worth it. Yeah. It's gonna be worth it. And before,
I'm promoting the fuck out of it, man.
Yeah.
No, dude, this
is some people out here.
This has by far been, you know, one of the funnest episodes I've done, and I'm thank you guys, dude, for taking time out of y'all's day.
Time, this has been awesome. And the thing is, if we can think of anybody to, you know, that would be beneficial to have come on or whatever, we'd definitely let you know. Whatever,
yeah.
Tell them. We're obviously going to promote this and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we might know a few guys.
This has been awesome. And before we end, Topher, I wanted to ask you. This is another question I had. You're big into gaming. I see you on.
Yeah.
I see you on Twitch, my man.
Yeah.
You know, tell the people your Twitch. Let you know.
Yeah. So, my Twitch name is Topher Weekly. I think all of my social media is Topher Weekly. W-E-E-K-L-E-Y is how you spell my last name. But again, with this, I mean, it applies to everything that we've done. I don't stream gaming because I'm trying to make it big or do it. I do it because I want to do it. It's fun, and I try to interact with people, make new friends. You know, it's awesome. I enjoy doing it. So, yeah, it's currently I'm just streaming honestly, a bunch of random shit. Golf.
I see with the, what's it called? Minecraft?
Yeah.
The Minecraft?
Oh, dude,
Minecraft's fun, bro.
Dude, Minecraft's fun. Minecraft's fun.
Minecraft, Overwatch, Halo. Halo is, like, expect that to heavily be streamed because when the new Halo comes out, Clayton and I are probably going to grind the hell out of it.
I'm going to show you right now, you won't hear anything out of Adriel Band for a few fucking years, probably. We're going to be god to Halo.
And that's another thing, too. If any kind of... it's always weird saying fans, but like people who listen to Adriel or whatever, if they want to come in and hang out with me or ask questions about the music or the band in general, come in. If you see me streaming... That's what I'm doing it for, is to have, you know, interactions and connections with people. So please come in and stuff like that. It's always fun to do that. And Matthew as well, our singer, he streams. He doesn't do it as often.
He streams a lot of Bloodborne on PlayStation. He's very good at the game.
A little too good.
Yeah, for real. So if you like our vocals, just... think about the idea of him being just as good at that game as he is at singing our shit.
Yeah, no, like, you know, William, Matthew, Zeb, if you've made it this far, would love to have you guys on the podcast.
Suck a dick.
I'm a huge supporter of just everything you guys do. You know what I mean? From the music, from the YouTube.
It.
Like, I love seeing, you know, I'm a fan of the music, but I'm also a fan of seeing, you know, people striving for something, just striving for something higher and something that's out of the ordinary, and you know what I mean. And I just love that. And you know, I saw a quote somewhere, and the quote went something like, you know, if you're not striving to be more, then this is kind of like, what's the point of living? You know what I mean? If you're not striving to be something,
don't settle.
You know, yes, 100%. Fellas, I'm sure we could talk all night.
We're gonna have to come back.
I'm sure we could talk all night, but But anyway, I just want to thank you guys for coming on. Is there any last thing you guys would say to the Atrial fans and supporters? One last thing.
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
And dick slap the bell.
Dick slap the bell! I forgot that was supposed to be a thing.
There's no bell, bro.
This man watches our shit. That is just the absolute confirmation. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, just thank you to everybody who has supported us up to this point. We are very grateful for it. We see everything, whether you comment, likes, you know, whatever. But we do see it. So just thank you. Come out to a show. If you don't know of us and you're listening to the podcast and you want to come to one of our shows, let us know. Send us a message on Instagram.
DM.
Whatever. Like, we will see it. So, you know, just we are very grateful for every kind of support we have.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Well, guys, you heard it here. Like, share this podcast, leave a review. Anyway, if you made it this far, thank you. Have a blessed day, and we will see you guys next time.
Peace.
Cheers. Spilling, got my drink spilling. All these haters mad now, cause I've been winning. Yeah, I'm nice with it. Roll the dice with